Blog Talk Radio.
Now, welcome everybody. Welcome to DBO Kingdom Home Radio Network on this afternoon. It is 12 noon. I just wanted to come on and give you guys a worship experience. You know, we've had a long week, a hard week. It's the weekend. A lot of us may be resting, you know, trying to rest and, you know, just doing some things during this weekend, but I'm definitely trying to rest. But we want to find time also for God. You know, this station is called No Days Off. So, you know, even when it comes to God, there's no days off. We need him 24/7. It's no days off for God. He does give us a day of rest. Hallelujah. But even on that day of rest, it is all about him. So we're just going to go ahead and start our worship experience. I want you guys to just enter into a place of worship, you know, with him this morning. So we're going to start off with, what will we start off on today? We're going to start off with some Clark Sisters and Dolls. Me. Actually, this version isn't by the Clark Sisters. It's by Coco. But I like this version as well. Hallelujah. Indwell me. See, we want to be indwelled with the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost is very powerful. It gives us power. The Bible said when we obtain the Holy Ghost, we will obtain power. Hallelujah. When I tell you God is mighty, he is powerful, and prayer is powerful. As I was starting the show this morning, I mean this afternoon at 12, I just started, I was a little down in my spirit, and that's what led me to kind of, you know, go into worship at 12 noon because I was seeking God. I've been praying all morning, and so I get a phone call during the song, and I click over because it's the person I've been praying for, hallelujah, had a little situation going on, hallelujah, and that person happened to call, hallelujah, during this broadcast right here. See, God is powerful. Obedience is powerful. God has set up this show for 12 noon, hallelujah, into my presence with worship, hallelujah. I thank him on today for the power of the Holy Ghost. So I'm just excited. I sound a little bit more excited than I did when I started it, hallelujah, because I was just down a little bit in my spirit. But I thank God and I praise God for the power of prayer, and he definitely answered prayer by 12 noon. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. You're awesome, God. So we're just going to keep on going with the flow. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and play the next song. We're going to pray Free at Last by Terry Mario. I believe I said that wrong. I may have mispronounced his name, but I thank God because this song right here is a perfect song for me to play right now. Hallelujah. Because you pray that, you know, people be free and set free and delivered, and that was my prayer. Hallelujah. And God is mighty, and he keeps his word, and he grants his children prayer. He hear a prayer session for you and me. Here we go. Free at last.
I'm feeling good. I got a monkey on my back and now I'm finally free. I gave my life over to Christ. He changed my life and now I'm finally free. Don't have to carry no more weight up on my shoulders. Now I'm finally free. Finally, oh yeah. So many things in life I had to give up on. But my God didn't give up on me. No, he didn't. He gave me another chance. Anything I need, my God provides for me. I just want to thank you, God, for loving me, taking care of me, me and my family. I had to clean up when I messed up. Starting my life over again. Nobody to free. I'm feeling good, I got a monkey on my back and now I'm finally. I gave my life over to Christ, he changed my life, and now I'm finally free. Don't have to carry no more weight up on my shoulders, now I'm finally free. Finally, oh yeah. People talk that what they do and what they say can't stop my moves. Let me say a thing or two about what God can do for you. I know he did it for me, I know that he'll do it for you. Because I am living proof of what my God can do for you. People change, but my God won't change. I weather the storm with a smile on my face. Thinking hallelujah is the highest praise. Lord, I want to thank you for another day. Now I'm finally free. Anything I need, my God provides for me. I just want to thank you, God, for loving me, shackles off my feet. Now I can dance and now I'm finally free. Finally free. Different for the people and the world who believe in Jesus.
Believe in Jesus.
He took the shackles off my feet. Now I can dance and now I'm finally free.
Finally free.
Different for the people and the world who believe in Jesus. I'm feeling good, I got a monkey on my back and now I'm finally free. I gave my life over to Christ, he changed my life and now I'm finally free. Don't have to carry no more weight up on my shoulders, now I'm finally free. Finally, oh yeah.
Yes, Lord, we thank God that we are free at last. We are free. He, the Son, has set free, is free indeed. Okay, so we're just going to get into some worship. We did a little bit of upbeat right now, but I want you to get your mind set on ushering into the presence of the Most High God. I'm going to pray some worship by Benjamin Dubu. And so I just want you guys to set your mind, hallelujah, on the things of God.
Look about the cloud.
Hallelujah. Even though she is singing in African, and I really don't understand all that she is saying, but this is what it's about. So try to spirit by the Spirit. Hallelujah. And I just feel God all over that. And that's why I play it. I play it almost every day. Hallelujah. Just takes me somewhere, usher me right into the presence. And we're going to keep on going. We're going to get into some psalmist rain. And we're going to play Overflow by Simon Strange. Hope you're being blessed by the worship. I'm sorry, it's Overflow by Tasha Cobb.
Till I
Yes, Lord. We need God to fill us up. We want to be filled up. I know I want to be filled up. Hallelujah. I want to be filled with his presence. I want to be filled with his spirit. Hallelujah. I want to be filled with his power, his peace. Hallelujah. We're going to wrap this show up with psalmist rain, with prophetic release. And because we want God to release into our life. You need God to release some things over your life and into you on today. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to end the show with Prophetic Release Part 1 by Simon Strange.
For I hear the Spirit of the Lord. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, who will go for me? Who will go for me? If that is you, put your hands in the air right now. Now, with your hands still there, I just want you to close your eyes because I'm going to release to you the vision that the Lord just showed me. Literally, I saw portals beginning to open, kind of like these lights in the ceiling. And portals began to open, and through these portals came angels with ancient mantles that they began to release. And I decree and declare to you by the Spirit of the living God that the God you read about, the God you seek after, where is the God of Elijah? Where is the God of Abraham? Where is the God of Moses? Today, I enter into you, and I say go into Africa. Go into every state, into every part of North America. Go into Australia. Go into Asia. Go into Europe. For there is a fire. Robaste, let's take it to talk. Remember my Subriana. Let's go to Mande. Let's take it. For the burning ones are here to set you ablaze. For they shall brand you with fire and miracles. Signs, wonders. Kingdom advancement. This is something that I'm hearing the Lord say right now. He is literally going to begin to advance his government and superimpose his government on the government of the nation. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that my government will be known in the nation. My laws will be known in the nations, but it shall be known through you. Who will go for me, says the Spirit of the living God. Who will go for me, says the Spirit of the living God. And if that is you, I decree and declare a spirit of kingdom advancement upon you. May you get an edge like never before. May you receive power and authority and confidence and boldness like you never had before. I release the portals of God and expand them now for supernatural genius, political insight, and governmental strategy to come down into your spirit. Kingdom advancement is now. That's the Spirit of the living God.
A kingdom advancement. We cry out.
So I'm sorry about that. Glory be to God. That actually track sound a little muffled. Hallelujah. I don't know how it came across to you. I'm testing out, you know, my playlist that I've downloaded here on the station. Hallelujah. So we was going to end with that one. We're going to try to end with this one and see his hand. He laid his hands on me. And this is going to be our last worship song. And God bless. Thank you for listening to DBO Kingdom Come Radio. God bless you. We're going to end it with this trip. Okay. Okay, we're going to end it with the Clark sisters. Blessed and highly favored. God bless you. that you are blessed and you are highly favored. Thank you for listening to NDO Kingdom Come Radio on this afternoon. I hope you were blessed with the worship and the music, and we will be back. God bless you. You have an awesome day. Demand your day to be good in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Touch each and every last one of them right now. Lord, protect them. Put a hedge of protection around them on today, oh Father God. Bless the work of their hands and give them rest in this season. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for each and every listener on this network, on tonight, on this afternoon, who is listening. Bring them into your worship experience. God bless. And until next time, NDO, Christian Kingdom Come, Christian Radio Network, hallelujah, is here for the kingdom of God. And we're here to help advance the kingdom of God. And we are here to spread the gospel all over the world. Help us do that by spreading the word that we are here to spread the gospel, the truth, the unadulterated word of God, the truth. And the true and the living God dwell right here. God bless.